Hey y'all, welcome to the 8th episode of the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dill. Hey y'all, so today we're going to continue what we were talking about last episode, but before we get there, if you can go ahead and get your Bibles, if you have that possibility, then please go ahead and do so. If you can't, I totally understand. So before we begin, I hope you're having a wonderful day, and let's pray. So God, we come into your presence, my Lord, and we continue listening and understanding your word, my God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you because you are here with us and you are here to teach us what is the correct way to look at work. What is the correct perspective when it comes to work? My Lord, allow us to understand and for the words that are written in this wonderful book that it is your word, my God. May it be transformed and put into our minds for us to understand and apply it to our daily living. My God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for our lives. And we just ask you to bless each and every single person listening here. Bless our minds and bless our hearts, my Lord. We cover this prayer, our lives, our goals, our dreams, our passions with your blood, your holy armor, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen, amen. Awesome. So before we continue, if you have not watched part one for what does God say about workaholism, please go ahead and listen to that first and then listen to this, okay? Because if you don't listen to that first, you're not going to understand what we're going to be talking about here, okay? All right. Awesome. So if you already listened to that one or watched it, then we can now move on to the next part, which we're going to be talking about why are we working so much? Because we love money. We're going to be talking about what is wrongful. We're also going to be talking about there is a time for everything. How does God view rest? We're going to talk about a warning that everything we do, we must do it to glorify the Lord and that our dependence is on God. Right? So now let's start with the first verse that we're going to start with, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. We're going to start with Hebrews 13:5. So let's go to Hebrews 13:5, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And if you don't know where Hebrews is right after Thessalonians, which we mentioned in the last episode. So Hebrews 13:5, and it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. The Lord is telling you here, why are you putting your complete focus on working to get more money and more money and more money when you must know that I am here for you? I am your provider. The Lord says today, I am your provider. I am your fountain of water. I am your food source. I am your clothing. I am everything that you need. I will provide you with everything that you need. Why are you worrying so much on gaining much money so that you don't have to worry? No, your worry should be on the Lord. Your worry should be given to the Lord. Give the Lord that yoke. And we've mentioned this before in earlier episode, and it's that in Matthew 11, right, it states that we must give the Lord our yoke so that he can give us his, which is easier to handle. We must not be anxious for anything because the Lord is with us, as it says in Philippians 4:11. Right? We must not be anxious for anything. We must stay with the Lord and remember that our work must be balanced. Like we talked in the last episode, work must be balanced. Right? Work is from God, right? And when God tells us that we must do something, when God gives us a mission, right? A work, a new job, a new opportunity, we must take it. We must take it. However, we must allow there to be rest and for this work to not go over God, because God must be first. Correct? So now let's go to what is wrongful. So let's go to Psalm 127, 1 through 2. So Psalm is right in the Old Testament. So let's go back to the Old Testament. So Psalm 127, 1, 2. 1 through 2. And it says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder's labor in vain. Let's read that one part just one more time. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builder's labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, and he grants sleep to those who he loves. Wow, that is so powerful. What the Lord is saying here is, why? Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. If it's not from the Lord, the work that you are doing, right? If the work that you are doing is not from the Lord, then you're doing it in vain. If it does not glorify the Lord, you are doing it in vain. If it does not have to do anything with the Lord, you are doing it in vain. If the Lord has not given this to you, you are doing it in vain. And in vain you rise early, if you're gonna, at the end of the day, end up sleeping late. If you're gonna go to sleep late, then why are you waking up so early? For no reason. And you're probably thinking, no, then there is a reason. It's because, you know, I can get more stuff done, so on and so forth. No, in vain you rise early if you sleep late, because you are not allowing yourself to rest. You are going contrary to the Lord when you are not resting. Okay? And maybe, for example, I have to wake up every single day at 7. The only days that I don't wake up at 7 are, for example, Fridays, which I wake up at 8 to be here with you all, and Saturdays, and Saturdays, which sometimes I wake up at 9, and that's very rarely, and I wake up normally at like 8 as well, okay? And then on Sundays, I wake up at 8 as well because I have church. But I'm going to sleep, but when I go, and I have to go to sleep a little later because I have to deal with, because I have a shop, right? And if you don't know my shop, it's E&M Western Couture. And my shop, I have to deal with vendors at night because the time difference between my vendors and me, right? So I have to deal with those things, but I wake up early because I have to do stuff early, right? But I'm not waking up at 6, but I'm not waking up at 6 if there is no need. Right? Do you understand? You get that? I'm not waking up at 6 if there is no need, okay? Because if I wake up at 6, it's not going to help me. Like the other day, I didn't have to wake up at 7. I could have woken up at 7:30, okay? And I woke up at 7, and I thought I was going to get stuff done, and I didn't. And what I did was I felt guilty for doing my hair, right? For washing my hair, because I could barely spend time doing the work that I had intended to even do just by waking up at 30 minutes earlier. So I had gone to sleep late the night before. So that was unnecessary. Okay, so it was done in vain. And then I felt guilty for it, because now you feel bad because you didn't make it work, because it was done in vain. And that's what the Lord is trying to protect us from in here. On here, okay. So now let's go to what is wrongful. Matthew 6:31 through 33. So let's go back to the New Testament, and let's go to Matthew 6:31 through 33, and it says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Why are you overwhelming yourself? Why are you stressing so much on what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do here, and when this and this and this and this? Stop. And I have to do that to myself almost every day because I completely understand and I struggle with this. But you have to learn how to stop and breathe and take a break and say, I am resting now because the Lord is with me. I have given the Lord my yoke so that he can give me his, which is easier to handle. I shall not worry of what I will eat or wear or drink or do because the Lord is with me and he has not left my side. The Lord is with me. And he will not leave my side as I will be living righteously and I will search for the kingdom and I will do as the Lord has told me to do, which is put him first and then put the work that he has sent me to do, as well as dedicate that work to him and to remember to not worry because he is with me. Because being worryful, right, which, and I am human, I have struggled with this and I still struggle with this and I fight with this every single day, and is that we have to learn how to be a Mary and not a Martha. We have to remember that praising God is above the work that we must do, that praising the Lord is above the work that we must do, that seeking the Lord is above it, that we must not worry because God is there to provide. God is there to give us. That is why we should not worry, and we should put God above every single thing that we do, right? So now let's go to Matthew 19:21, which is just a little bit before that, and it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Lord is not saying do not get things that you might like, materialistic things. It doesn't mean that having materialistic things is wrong, or buying yourself that purse that you wanted, or buying yourself that clothing item that you wanted, or that piece of jewelry, right? Or that car, or that truck, or that accessory, or that decoration for your car, or whatever you like, or whatever you're into, and you just want to buy something so you don't feel guilty. Right? You don't have to feel guilty for buying things that you love, but remember that your work, that the work that you do most should be the time that you spend with the Lord, the rest that you give the Lord, that the work that you do it to praise the Lord and not to get materialistic things, that your focus is not on materialistic things, but on the Lord, that your focus is on what God has for you. Right? That your focus is on what God's purpose is. Because if you make sure that that's the goal and the purpose on which you are putting things, then you are doing it righteously, because then your heart will be focused on what it is doing for the Lord and not what it is doing materialistic wise. Because materialistic wise, the Lord will provide, as we read later on in Matthew. Right? So, remember that materialistic things, they can be stolen, they can be robbed, they can be destroyed. But the things that we do for the Lord, they cannot, because they are for the Lord. They are given and they are done. They are for the Lord and they cannot be removed or destroyed. So remember that difference, okay? Now let's read... Ecclesiastes. I don't know how to say that in English, but it's Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. You get what I mean. Ecclesiastes 3:1-22. So let's go there. Let's go backwards, I believe. Yeah, it's in the Old Testament. Yes, it is. So Ecclesiastes 3:1-22. And it says, There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Wow. That is powerful. Let's continue. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to be good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that the people will fear him. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, as for humans, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Surely the fate of human beings is that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All of the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All go in the same place. All come from dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the human spirit rises upward and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for a person than to enjoy their work, because that is their lot. For who can bring them to see what will happen after? Wow. That is so incredibly powerful. Okay, so Ecclesiastes 3, it starts off saying that there is a time and a season for everything. Do not stress. There is a time for every single thing. There is a time to be born. There is a time to die. There is a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, and he continues, a time to this and that, right? There is a time for every single thing. Why are we worrying? And I know it is a struggle, and I know it is an issue, and I know it's something it's something that I can't control, because sometimes I just worry about this and that, and it's just hard for me, and I get that, because I've lived that, and I live that every day, and I understand that. But the Lord says that there is a time for everything. There is a time set for every single thing. The Lord is with us. The Lord is here to guide us. The Lord is here saying, I love you. You are my one and only child. And I am here for you. And that there is time for every single thing. And I will be there. And I will control it. And I will take care of it, my child. Because you do not have to worry. And then the Lord says, what do workers gain from their toil? And then it talks about their toil, and then it ends saying, everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust, and to dust all return. So if the work that we're doing is not benefiting us, and is taking us away from the Lord, and it's not providing for us, and it's not allowing us to be closer to the Lord, to get closer to God, then what we're doing is wrongful. Because the purpose is to get closer to God. Because my purpose, right? And let me give you an example. I have worked so diligently and so hard in my on my shop, the shop that I mentioned last episode, right? E&M Western Couture. And I've been working so hard on that shop, but the reason why I'm working so hard on that shop now, and I'm making sure that I have not forgotten Jesus, and Jesus is still number one, right? But I'm working diligently on that store to be able to then spend more time with the Lord, because now I'm gonna have a good income and I don't have to work in other places. I don't have to do other things because I'm gonna have a steady income so that I can spend more days and more hours and more time worshiping and spending time with the one and only God. Okay? Right? So that's why it says it's meaningless. If you're not giving it the correct meaning, it's meaningless. Okay, so now let's go to how does God view rest? Let's go back to Genesis. We mentioned this. So let's go back to Genesis 2, 1 through 3. So let's go back to the beginning of the Bible. So Genesis 2, 1 through 3, and it says, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. So we have understood that there's a time for everything. We have understood what work is, right? That work is righteous, but we can't put it above God. God comes before work, right? And here we are reminded again that we must rest. That rest, that if we have rest, if we have work and rest, we are doing it correctly. But if we just have work and we don't have rest, we don't have that rest in the Lord, we don't have that rest physically, that rest mentally, if we are forgetting to take care of our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit, if we are forgetting to feed our bodies the correct nutrients, if we are harming ourselves physically, health-wise, we are sinning against God, we are being wrongful to the Lord, because we are putting our work and everything else above taking care of ourselves, about resting in the Lord, about sleeping the time that you need to sleep, 8 to 9 hours a night. Okay? If we are forgetting about all of those things, we are doing it wrong. If we're not dedicating at least one day of our week to take a break, to rest, and to just focus on the Lord, read the Bible, spend time with the Lord, worship, calm, breathe, do something that you enjoy, hang out with friends, hang out with family. If we're not doing that, taking that rest, we are doing it wrongfully, and it will bring us chaos and hurt. Okay? So now let's go to Exodus 20:10. Okay? And it says in Exodus 20:10, it says, and this was a law that in Exodus 20:10 is talking about what God said unto Moses. And it says, Exodus 20:10, and it says, but the seventh day, the Sabbath, is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. Okay? So you must rest, right? On the seventh day, Sabbath. And to clarify something, when Jesus comes in the New Testament, right, the Lord does miracles on the Sabbath, okay, and helps people. That is considered the work of the Lord. That work of the Lord, that can be done any day, okay? That can be done any day. But the focus of the Sabbath day, the focus of that is that 6 days you will focus on the labor, on the work that you need to do to the work that you need to do to pay your bills, the work that you need to do that God has set onto you. And then you must dedicate at least one day to rest. Okay? And on that day of rest, that doesn't mean that when you see a homeless person that needs food and you can provide them that food, that doesn't mean that you're going to just avoid them and not give them that food. because you're going to go and give them that food because that's not going to interrupt your rest. Though when it comes to the rest, it comes to the burdens and the worries of the work of the week, right? It doesn't come to helping people. It doesn't come to seeing if someone needs food or someone needs some water, right? Or if someone comes to your home, right? And you don't say, hey, you want some water? Would you like something to drink? That isn't working. That is being correct in the Lord. And if they come, if your day of rest and you just want to hang out with your friends or family and that's what you're doing as your rest, then of course you're going to be like, okay, would you like to eat something? And you will serve them to an extent. But that does not mean that that is the work that the Lord is focusing on. The Lord is focusing on the work that we do to pay our bills. The work that we do that is the projects that we work on, the dreams that we work on. Okay? So I want you to remember that. So now let's talk about a warning. So let's go back to Ecclesiastes 12:12. So let's go a little bit forward in the Old Testament, and it says, let's get there. I'll give you guys also a few seconds to get there. Ecclesiastes 12:12. So Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes. We know what we're talking about. Good. Ecclesiastes 12:12, and it says, be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study wearies the body. Exactly. When we are studying so much, when we're working so much, when we're doing so many things at the same time, our body's going to get tired. And we're going to start fighting our body. Because our body needs to rest. So remember that balance. That there has to be at least some rest. So we have to remember the balance of that rest. Right? Okay, so now let's go to what everything do it for the glory of the Lord. Okay, so let's go to Colossians 3:23. So Colossians, let's go to the New Testament. And let's go to Colossians 3:23. And it says, I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And it says, whatever you do, work at it with your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Your work must be to glorify the Lord. Everything you do, do it to glorify the Lord. Okay, let's remember that again. Everything you do, do it to glorify the Lord. If what you're doing is not glorifying Jesus, if what you're doing is to glorify a human being instead of the Lord, then what you're doing, you're doing it wrong. The work that you're doing it wrong and with the wrong heart and the wrong perspective. And you need to switch that. Because the moment that you switch that, you're going to understand the correct work and you're going to be doing the correct work. And also remember the part of rest. Right? And that to me has always been the difficult part, the part of rest. And that's the part that we have to remember and understand, that we need that rest because our bodies get weary. Okay, so now let's talk about how our dependence is on God. So let's go to Psalm 44:2-3. So let's go back to the Old Testament. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. So Psalm 44:2-3. And it says, Psalm 44:2-3. And it says, with your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face for you love them. Wow. It wasn't because of all this work that they were putting in. It was because their love for the Lord, right? So their love for the Lord, their focus on God, that's what allowed them to win. So if you want to succeed in your business and your plans and your goals and your dreams, whatever, your focus must be on the Lord. Not on the work itself. You must do the work, of course. God's not going to give it to you in a gold plate. But that does not mean that you have to put work over God. God must come first, and that work that you're doing must be dedicated to the Lord so that He may prosper you, so that He may do you well. Okay? So that's just super powerful, right? Okay, y'all. So that was the whole topic of workaholism and understanding how to correctly work. Is work a curse, right? So let's go over kind of what we talked about in the first part and then this part. We talked about, is working a blessing and a curse, or is it one or the other? We talked about work ethic. We talked about, why are we working so much? Are we focusing on money? Is that why we're working so much, right? What is our focus? Right? What are the things that are wrongful when it comes to work? That there is a time for everything. How does God view rest? The warning, right? How that we must do everything to glorify the Lord, and that our dependence is on God and on ourselves, right? We depend on the Lord. We should not be dependent on ourselves, but on God. Because God can do all. We cannot do everything, but God can do all. So with God, if we put our dependence on God, we can do everything through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So thank you so much for watching. And if you enjoyed this episode, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, or Apple Podcast, please go ahead and rate the podcast, download the episodes, share it with a friend, family, whoever, go ahead and share it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please give this video a like, a thumbs up, subscribe, and turn on those post notifications so that you can get notified every time I post a new video. Okay, awesome, you guys. So let's pray and let's go. So God, we come into your presence, my God, and we thank you for your glory. We thank you, my Lord, for the word that you have said on us today, my God. We thank you because now we understand what working correctly is. Now we understand that we have to give ourselves that time of rest and that time to breathe. So my God, we thank you for that. We thank you, my Lord, because your glory will be done today, because you are with us, my God. We thank you, my Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you are everything, my God. We thank you because you are powerful and you are wonderful, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. My Lord, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your time. And we thank you for everything that you do, my Jesus. We thank you. And we just ask you that you keep on imparting every single day, my Lord, your glory. And keep imparting us the wisdom that you gave Solomon so that we may understand on how to live our lives righteously. So that the battle of the mind will die out and leave. And we may be able to live in peace and in rest. We thank you, my God, for all your glory and just everything that you do, my Jesus. We thank you, my God. My Lord, we cover this prayer. We cover this life. We cover our goals, our dreams, our passions, and everything that is good and merciful with your blood, your holy armor, and your oil, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. That was wonderful. So thank you so much for listening once again, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye, y'all. God bless.